The All-Weather Trader. Mr. Serenity's Thoughts on Trading Come Rain or Shine. By Tom Basso. Narrated by William Demerit. Introduction. Every small action you take involves risk. Think about your most common everyday occurrence: the drive to work, crossing the street, and absent-minded multitasking. These may not seem unsafe, but they can have dangerous consequences. Risk is everywhere, whether it's your well-being, your financial state, or any other important part of life. You are experiencing risk. It's unavoidable and will find its way to you. It's unavoidable. Fear is natural. A lingering fear has enveloped the investing world. It has created roadblocks by way of instilling anxiety into those who wish to enter this seemingly high-risk, high-reward arena of money management. Think about what has happened in the financial markets over the last 5 decades. Graphics narrative. This chart of the Dow Jones Industrials Average highlights the following. 1. The bear market of 1973 through 74, when the S&P 500 index fell 45%. 2. Black Monday, October 19, 1987. 3. The dot-com bubble burst in 2000. 4. The housing crisis that led to an economic collapse from 2008 to 2009. 5. The COVID-19 pandemic, which caused global economic chaos in 2020. These events resulted in disaster for families across the globe, causing some to lose all they had in a short amount of time. Some investors found themselves nearly out of the game. Witnessing these distressing events happen to friends and family has had an emotional effect on traders, and this has been going on for decades. I have experienced this firsthand, and am keenly aware of the risk that investors take when investing in any market. I saw this happen to my father in real time. As a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service, my father, Carlo Basso, had a good job. Having been born to Italian parents who suffered through the Great Depression, working at a steady job with a pension was about all he could have hoped for, which was a sentiment shared by a majority of his generation. They viewed the stock market like a casino, a gamble where every hand dealt could be the big payoff or a loss that could wipe away their entire stack of chips. Instead, faith was put into a steady paycheck, benefits, and a retirement plan. Carlo Basso knew that he wanted more, and he wanted to invest, but he didn't want to be part of the gamble. He instead wanted to put his money somewhere more secure and less volatile. He took the money he had budgeted for savings and placed it into what he thought was the safest investment at the time: certificates of deposit with a local savings and loan. Investing in a savings and loan was the conservative route. He was not dealing in real estate or a volatile stock market. He had removed all his perceived risk and taken the safe path. The savings and loan industry crashed shortly after this in 1980, when short-term interest rates went higher than long-term rates and the yield curve inverted. After a $200 billion bailout from the government, these investors were made mostly whole and able to recoup much of their losses. Luckily, my father maintained his job with the post office so that he could continue to provide for his family and his 3 growing children. Graphics narrative. This graphic shows the billions of dollars the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation lost bailing out failing savings and loan that failed to weather the inversion of normal interest rates in the early 80s. Paying CDs and savings account interest rates in the teens while loaning out 30-year mortgages at single digits is a recipe for disaster. Carlo's family was among the lucky few, but others weren't so fortunate during the savings and loan fallout. The same can be said for the Great Depression, Black Monday, the COVID pandemic, and any of the other famously dire movements in the stock market. Few were lucky or shrewd. Most were not. The lesson I took from my father's run-in with the savings and loan crisis was that even when investing in the most seemingly risk-free environment, an investment is never truly risk-free. Things can change in an instant. And if your self-worth is wrapped up in one investment and that investment is moving fast against you, you can find yourself with significant losses. I had not yet learned much about the power of diversification and attacking risk, which would ultimately become the core of my future career as a money manager. In my years of managing other people's money, I've learned...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?